Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Hey y'all, welcome back to this week's podcast as we dive into different snacks that are best for people with diabetes. So if you've been tagging along for a while now, you know that I am a dietitian and I work in a diabetes clinic currently. I love this population because a practical way to help change the trajectory of their diabetes is directly through nutrition and exercise. I had a patient this past week who asked me about his breakfasts, and he said, "Why are my Cheerios and milk, not a big bowl, just a regular bowl of Cheerios and milk for breakfast, different than when I have egg bites and toast?" I love this question because it is something I'm passionate about, and it's something that is really the key to making all foods fit for people with diabetes and who need help controlling their blood sugars. In a world where there are so many high carb options, I want to share kind of an equation that helps you make the best decision for your blood sugar. I was in a coffee shop this morning, and they have amazing coffee, but they also have some little food options. They have bagels, danishes, quiche. So which option is the best? The things like the bagel and the Danish are very sweet and high carb, whereas the quiche also provides protein, which will help stabilize those blood sugars. The equation that I'm talking about here is, with any of the meals and snacks that you have, I'm going to recommend having carbs with protein and with heart-healthy fats. This is the equation that kind of helped answer my patient's question early this morning of, okay, why are Cheerios increasing my blood sugar more? Well, with Cheerios, the cereal itself is a grain or a starch, but also regular dairy milk is also a carb, and that's going to increase blood sugar as well. Whereas the egg bites have protein in them. They also had some extra veggies in there to help stabilize that blood sugar. So then when they had the toast with the egg bites, the toast was then still able to be absorbed, be used as energy, but blood sugar did not spike. So carbs, protein, and fat. Carbs are necessary, even for people with diabetes. This is important to stress because a lot of times with a diabetes diagnosis, sometimes there is a mindset of, ooh, carbs are bad, carbs should not be included. But that's not true. Carbs are needed. They're vital for our brain fuel. However, we have to watch portion sizes. And we also need to look at what protein and what fat are we adding into this. So protein is important for muscle repair, also DNA regeneration. It's vital. And protein metabolism and digestion is a lot slower than carbs. So when you pair them together, it slows down the carb metabolism. fat metabolism is even slower. So by pairing all three, it's going to prevent those spikes in blood sugar. It's important to emphasize heart-healthy fats are going to be the best here. So, some different options for snacks that include carbs, protein, and fat. I want you to think of things that would be most realistic for your lifestyle. You could have chicken salad and some crackers. You could have Greek yogurt and berries. I even kind of read a study briefly this morning that says if you have a regular intake, a consistent intake of yogurt, then that could decrease your, I guess, tendency to develop type 2 diabetes by 14%. So especially important if you have pre-diabetes or a family history of diabetes, maybe try some yogurt. That would help too. You could have something like ricotta toast, or if you want something a little bit more munchy, maybe like popcorn and nuts. Or that's why I even would suggest if you went to the coffee shop I was at this morning, instead of a bagel or a Danish, I would opt for their really good looking quiche, because that also has the carbs, the protein, and the fat. I want to challenge you now to think of snacks that you are doing right now. Maybe you're just having popcorn as an occasional snack. Add in those nuts to add in the protein and the heart-healthy fat. Maybe you're having something like fruit. Fruit is amazing, but it is a carb and it's going to increase blood sugar. So maybe with an apple, you add in some peanut butter, apples and peanut butter. Or you could even make a little mini charcuterie board. So I have some pears in the fridge and I could slice up some pears maybe with some cheese or nuts or something like that that adds in the protein and heart-healthy fats. My biggest emphasis whenever I share what types of snacks can people with diabetes have, you can have anything. You can have the same foods that anyone else is eating. The emphasis is portions, watching that portion control with the amount of carbs, but really the amount of food in general. So definitely listen to your body with this. Are you eating because you're bored, or are you eating because you're truly hungry? And then watch what you do consistently. So yes, you can have anything. So if you choose to have an occasional cookie, then that's okay. Today I went and had lunch with my grandmother, and they always offer dessert after lunch. And they had like a little pound cake with some fruit and whipped cream. And I was like, sure, I'll enjoy that. That's not something I do on a regular basis. If I was constantly having the dessert every day after lunch, then that would be something I would need to watch out for and kind of say, okay, why am I doing this? Am I doing it because I want this taste? Am I doing it because everyone else is doing it, or just because they're offering it? Am I really enjoying it? Because if I'm being perfectly honest, the pound cake was a little dry, and so I just had a couple bites and then I was done. I didn't feel obligated to finish it. So watch what you do consistently, because that's going to be the change. I would definitely recommend opting for things like fruit, which yes, has sugar in it, but it also has nutrients in it, rather than something like a pound cake. The emphasis is you can have anything, but to have the best blood sugar control, my recommendations coming from an endocrine dietitian is have each of your meals and snacks have carbs, protein, and fat. If you have any additional questions, you can always reach out to me through the link at the bottom of this podcast. You can go to my website and reach out to me through there. But right now, I'm going to dive into the local loves and favorite finds segment. This week, my local love is actually kind of a chain store, but let me explain. There is a new Pop Shelf in Collierville. Pop Shelf is a company that is owned by Dollar General, but imagine the Target, like, dollar section, but it's the whole store. It's nice little knickknacks, but at a discounted price. Collierville has recently opened up a new Pop Shelf, and it is top notch. I really enjoyed perusing around there. I ended up getting a citronella candle that I'm going to be using this summer, and it was so cute of the design of the candle itself. I got a few other things, but you can literally find anything from seasonal decor, plates and silverware, to dog toys. My favorite find that I'm going to share this week are Home Goods cards. So, I am a big fan of personalized cards and also cards that don't look cheap, I guess. Some that might be 3D or they might have a personal touch or they're funny. And a lot of times I could go to something like a rifle paper or like a expensive paper store, like paper source. But I have found, and my mom even reminded me of this recently, Home Goods cards are top notch. I know I said that about the Collierville Pop Shelf, but I guess that phrase is stuck in my head. Home Goods cards are really good. They're really nice. They look like you've spent high dollar without spending high dollar. I think the max that I've seen is $3 a card, which at a minimum at some of these other stores, you're spending $7 to $10 on one card. So it's really a great option if you're looking for somewhere to get some personalized cards. And honestly, it's just a good reminder because I had kind of forgotten that they even had cards. So head on over there to get those cute and personalized cards. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you like, make sure you rate my podcast. I'm so excited to have you here again as we continue to become the healthiest version of ourselves.